Blog Talk Radio.
This is motherfucking Wayward Renegade Witches Blog. It is up. Will you want some real motherfucking work done? So you may hear some echoing because I'm in a position where there's some echoing. But however, this show is about the spell of racial profiling while renting black. I call on the fucking ancestors of this land, of this universe, of these buried with the bones, that, and I ask for them to come in quickly and swiftly to fuck up and tear all this motherfucking shit up. All this motherfucking energies coming here buying up properties. All these motherfucking countries coming in buying up these fucking American properties and then sitting up dictating, putting it under cold, putting it under scoring, which is putting our American people in positions of encampment, but then let alone our black people who are uneducated in this energy, who's ignorant to this energy, but who are also victims of this energy, who are also ignorant to this energy, because we have put ourselves in a position to be on the outs instead of the in. We not even tripping that motherfucking China is over here buying up fucking properties and shit, then dictating our fucking livelihoods. Like I said in my fucking video, I'm gonna let you know my fucking pedigree. I'm a fucking advocate for fucking housing and housing rights. I know the fucking what's up. We got motherfuckers out here talking about they want to measure your ratios. They want to do this. They want to do that. Scrutinizing you. Sitting up here talking about, well, why you want to live in this fucking neighborhood? Oh, no. We get the cool niggas that say, well, you know, in this, you know, because I moved in a racist neighborhood and this and this and this and that. It's not for all. Fuck that shit. I'm going to bring in Sandy because she's going to tell you also the motherfuckers the what's up. Hey, Sandy.
Hey, I'm here.
Okay. I'm just getting it cracking a little bit and opening up the energy with our ancestors. Okay, so I'm putting you in. What is your perception of the energies that's going on now with housing?
I'm at a disbelief of what's happening, and I feel a way. And how I feel a way is, for one, I don't know. I think the last time, you know, when we were in the city, you know, we were riding around and we were, you know, giving stuff to people. And I was really heartbroken at what I was seeing. And I kind of get it. I get it now of what's going on. And it's like people, black people, really don't have, they don't have a fucking chance of getting proper housing. And I think my issue is that you should be able to live anywhere the fuck you want to live. And that's not possible because you're literally being, it's not even, I don't even know the word for it, but I don't know. I have no words for what's going on, except I'm really, really angry at the fact that people, you know, that want to live in good places, nice places, and that have every right to live in nice places can't. They're being denied. And they're being denied because of this crazy system that is in place right now that's making it so difficult for, we're not going to talk about people that are, at least right now, I'm not talking about people, you know, sketchy folks. I'm talking about good people that want to live in, you know, great places, good neighborhoods, right? And they may not necessarily be diverse neighborhoods, but wherever the hell you want to live, you should be able to live there without any fucking problems. And to me, it's just mind-boggling that the world, this country, this state is really moving on a millennial vibration, and it's so fucking problematic. This whole fucking generation is so fucking problematic. It's unbelievable. And we are literally stuck on their frequency and their vibration, that people can't find proper housing because they got to go through so many obstacles, which is why they're living in tents and encampments, because you have to have a ridiculous credit score. You can't have this, you can't have that. But really what it all comes down to is who you are. If you're a black person, they don't want you there. You can't live there. But we all know black people, most black people have bad fucking credit anyway, all right? But we've always managed to be able to get housing. We've always managed to get housing, even with bad fucking credit. You did just go get a cosign or whatever. It was simple and basic. But because millennials and these techies who are millennials too have made it so complex, and not only that, the foreigners that have come here and bought up property, have made it so difficult for ordinary Americans, citizens, to be able to rent. Even if you have a minor, you know, little ding on your credit, they make it impossible for you to rent. So where the fuck are you supposed to go? You got to go to the street. I mean, I've seen videos, YouTube videos of Venice Beach. And the last time we were in Venice Beach, it wasn't that many encampments. But now, literally, if you go and look on YouTube, you will see people that have living rooms set up on the beach. They have all their furniture set up on the beach. These people have been, you know, displaced because of all these fucking foreigners that have come here and they literally have reset the game of housing, and that's not right. But black people are caught you mostly see black people that are out on the street, and that's heartbreaking. So even with this fake ass pandemic that has, you know, placed a lot of people on the streets, and apparently, you know, I heard in Southern California there's supposed to be some moratorium that's going to be up towards December of, you know, them paying their rent. That means there's going to be more people out on the streets. So what are you to do? What are people supposed to do that you created this whole system, making it impossible for people to be able to rent? And then you got to bring in the fucking racism that comes along with it. And you have a whole county like Orange County that make it impossible for people, black people, to move into. We already know they feel a ways about Mexicans, and you know, they don't really want Mexicans down there. Mexicans got their own little spot in you know, certain parts of Orange County. And then you hear about a lot of the people from Los Angeles moving towards Orange County to get out of L.A. because L.A. is such a mess. And then you got people that are leaving San Francisco going everywhere. So what are you supposed to do? And I think the focus is on Orange County because we weren't really aware of how racist Orange County is until people started telling us how Orange County is racist. But you would never know until you're kind of in it and you really hear about it. But it needs to be talked about. And why keeping black folks out of Orange County. But also the important thing is you got to be built for the fight. And most of us aren't built for a fight.
just to interrupt you really quick, I'm listening to you, and I hear your frustration. You and I went down to Orange County to see for ourselves. And I talked about, even on the YouTube channel, about the friend who applying for housing down here, and she's being manipulated, fucked around. They're playing games, racial discrimination. They're using her credit. They're playing games, looking at her student loans, talking about, well, I need to calculate the ratio and all that shit, which has nothing to do with housing. You also said something very interesting. You have to be built to handle the racism down here. Now, I'm going to keep it real and keep it right. At first, I was riding with Orange County and their beliefs. But when actually coming down here, it is Jim Crow, sundown town, to the highest point. But where I'm reading in the comments on the YouTube channel is this. They're saying across the board, it is happening across the board, across the United States. And what's happening is this. Black people are ignorant to stuff because we are used to living in one place for years, even if it's subsidized housing. But then to be pushed out or have to come back and look for housing, you're swimming and you're drowning because you're not realizing the new market. I remember when I moved. They went by my credit, I got in. Or they say, no, your credit score is this. Okay, whatever, you move on to the next motherfucking thing. My credit was 5-something, and a motherfucker said, you know, woo, it's low, but because we like you, we're going to do yada, 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 but we're going to charge you a higher deposit. Right?
Right.
Now, you get motherfuckers that ain't even trying to fuck with you, not even trying to work with you. At the same time, the trick is, and the, I'm going to say the curse and the ritual is, give us all of your information and your identification. Then we're going to forward your application to whosoever in the wind. They're asking for 2 months of accounting savings. Okay. They're asking your taxes. They're asking for your pay stub. You gotta write a letter for every fucking thing that you fucking do. Then they have the audacity to ask you, well, how come you're moving here? How come this and how come that? So then you go and submit all that fucking information to an agent who transfer it to another agent, and then you ask, well, where is this going? Where are the owners to this house that I want to lease or rent? They're in China. What? So literally, your information is going to a 15th world fucking country and shit where they fucking do a scoring system on your livelihood. But I'm here in the fucking America, motherfucker. I'm not in China. Why are you bringing that Chinese fucking shit here? But here's the fucked up shit behind it. You got fucking Trump, and who's saying the Chinese COVID? And you got fucking China that closed the fucking door. You got fucking China running Africa, running the world, running the United States, buying property from Louisiana to California to New York to fucking Chicago to fucking Philadelphia, buying up the land, buying up the property. Then we gotta be clothing. I'm talking. I'm on the radio. The bottom line is this. It is disgusting, and I have every motherfucking right to holler and get angry, especially with me walking the streets of San Francisco and protesting for people's rights, housing rights, and defunding of housing and money, not only for projects, for shelters and all. I have every motherfucking to be angry. This is disgusting. Which is causing our people to be homeless. We can't worry about the fucking Latino community because they done their spell work. They got whole counties for themselves. They got whole organizations for themselves. They got whole housing authorities for themselves. They got Latinx energy for themselves. They got family that can put them up and connect them for themselves. They have politicians that can help them for themselves. They got motherfuckers out there and these botanicals doing work for them for themselves. We ain't got shit. We just fucked up and out of the count, but then let alone they is. And the funny thing is that you got white people saying, don't rent to them. That's okay. We got our own shit because we don't need you. But us, we're hanging on a limb. We're waiting for daddy to feed us, but we ain't got our shit because we done sat up and sold our house, sold our properties. We done did all this shit. You can't even go to a black motherfucker and say, hey, I'm having this hard time. Can I do this and do that? We don't even have that. We are a disgusting people because I tap back into my grandmother. I have to tap back into her energy to give me some wisdom. No lies, real shit. Because when I came to Orange County just to feel the energy of what my friend was talking about, and I seen the horrifying racism from Asians and whites, I burst into tears. I said, can I endure? But see, what I had to do was tap back into my ancestors to endure. And I had to ask my grandmother, what did you go through? What was the pain? What was the suffering? Because I need to endure. I'm from the fucking Bay Area, bitch. Yeah, we see racism. We know the what stuff, but this is a whole other beast. And once my grandmother came to me in spirit, because she is my ancestor and she is me and I am her, yeah, the fucking Pisces, motherfuckers, she embedded her energy in me to help me endure. Come, once I stepped out that door, I was a motherfucker to everybody. And me being an advocate of housing, and I'm seeing America and what they've done, They sold America to China, not Russia, not Latin America, to China, to even Japan. We're on their matrix. We're on their system. And it needs to stop now. You motherfuckers want to vote for Joe Biden and all them motherfuckers, but you ain't speaking up. San Francisco should be ashamed of themselves. London Reed and all of them. Gavin Newsom, all of them.
Well, they're not going to be ashamed of themselves because they have their shit, and they're going to continue to have their shit, and they're going to make sure that their friends and families have their shit. The problem is that black people ain't got their shit together and have no intention to get their shit together. They're too busy worried about bullshit. Instead of worrying about and fighting where the fight needs to be fought, which is, for one, you shouldn't want to be in subsidized housing. If you have to be in it, okay, I get it. Some of us do have to be in it. But that should not be your end-all and be-all. And wanting to live in subpar housing, I'm not talking about subsidized now. I'm talking about subpar neighborhoods. You shouldn't be content with wanting to live in subpar
neighborhoods. Or conditions.
Exactly.
Or conditions
better. And the problem is with black people, we were talking about this earlier, the problem with black people, in my opinion, is, and I don't care how people may view me or think of me, white people, Asian people, their communities are put together, all right? They got all kind of shit. That's why they don't want us in their communities, because they have shit. And they have opportunities that we don't have. They have, their communities are well built. They have the best schools, okay? You should want that for your kid. Yeah, you might feel uncomfortable living in certain areas, but that doesn't mean that you don't deserve to be in those areas. And you should want to be in those areas. If you can't build up, if you can't build up Baldwin Hill or, I think back in the day, Diamond Bar used to be black. I'm not sure about all the black areas, the upper, you know, affluent areas in Los Angeles. But if you're not going to build up your own communities, then it's okay to want to live in an all-white neighborhood. But you got to be built for that shit. And it doesn't mean that they have the right to keep you out of there. And that's where I stand with it. So it's like, you should not want to live in subpar shit. You shouldn't want subpar shit. But you got to fight for that. And most, like I said, most aren't built for that fight. If somebody wants to go and look in an area and, you know, it might be a cool area, and they get some pushback and they give up. And they were like, okay, I'm going to deal with this. I'm going to go over here. Well, how is that going to fucking solve the problem? It's not. It's just going to keep getting pushed down. And then you got all these fucking Asians, these Chinese people who are racist as a motherfucker here. And it's like, now this is a new fight. And you got to be in it to win it. There is no reason why the United States should be in debt to China. There's no reason for that. But we are, so now we're working on their frequency, and now they're the new enemy. So you got to fight the fight. Just don't give up and go live in subpar fucking housing because of it. And I think that's where my frustration is. Who is going to stand up? You know, black people are so busy worrying about bullshit. Your fight is over here. They're so ready to vote for Biden, but what the fuck are you going to get from Biden? More bullshit?
You know what's very interesting? As you and I was kind of tripping on this, and you were saying how the Asian community has been a motherfucker, right?
Yes.
And here we have seen literally how they look at you like it's something wrong with you. And you're like, well, what the fuck is going on here? Okay? What the fuck is going on here?
I think it threw me off for a second, but once I got it, it's like, oh, okay, motherfucker, I can give it better to you then. If that's what we're doing, I can give it better to you because, motherfucker, I was born on this soil. Were you? You kung flu motherfucker. You want to give me fucking racist vibes? I'm going to give this shit right back to you because I'm waiting for another one to do some shit to me. Because I told you what I'm going to do. It's going to be that ding, 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 ding. Motherfucker, I'm just as fucking racist as you.
No, but let's talk about the Filipino that you were saying, hey, what's up? What's up with, you know, what's up with this Filipino right here?
Oh, that's that oblong bitch.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that bitch had she had the audacity. I was minding my own business with my child shopping. And her man, she looking at me like I'm something wrong with me. So So I have to give it back to her two times worse. Because you got the right one with me, and that's the way I see it. You gonna get with me? You got the right one with me, because I'm gonna give it back to you, and you ain't gonna like the way I'm gonna give it back to you. And she was done, and she walked right on about her business. And that's what I'm saying.
And let's talk about us going to Saks Fifth Avenue, and remember I was standing, and I looked at this Asian chick. She was eating her ice cream in the car. And I had to stare her down, and she finally turned her head and continued to eat her fucking ice cream. Bitch, why you looking?
And you know what? It seemed to me, it seemed like the attitudes and the nastiness is coming from Asians across the board, whether they're Chinese, Filipino, who they got the audacity to have to be racist. I don't know how the fuck a Filipino got the audacity to be racist, but yeah, they're racist too. So it's like Asians, and then let's not leave out the fucking Indians.
The Chinese people call Filipinos Filipino monkeys and chimpanzees. They're niggas. That's what the Taiwanese call them. They nothing but dirty niggas, but Asian niggas.
Oh, dear.
I know what the fuck the Chinese people say about them Filipinos.
Yeah, they
have
they,
the audacity. That's why I was shocked. Like, whoa, I'm not used to this from Filipinos. I'm from the Bay Area. They don't get down like that.
And the white people don't like Chinese people in Orange County. So I don't know why they're getting besides themselves, because they done bought up every fucking thing. The white people not cool with y'all either, just like they don't like the Latins. So it's like they have the audacity to want to get with black people. But you're viewed as lowlife too. But you want to be one up over a black person.
Because we are looked at as primitive niggers and niggas. Remember when I told you when them Asians hemmed me up in Chinatown and called me all type of nigger bitches?
Yeah.
Yes. And this came from the women, not the men. Okay? And it all started, remember I said the only thing I did was go to Chinatown with the kids, and I thought I was going to buy some fruit, and I did, and I put that shit back after I seen the line. Then the Asian man came, grabbed my purse, grabbed my arm, talking about I was stealing. And I got mad, and the next thing I know, he started to cut up really bad in the streets, and then his people came. Okay? And then they all surrounded me. Then it took a Chinese man to translate and said, man, he's saying that you stole the fruit. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Okay?
But you
what are you talking about? I didn't steal nothing.
You let them tell it. They're not racist, remember? Remember, we were told Chinese people aren't racist when they racist as fuck. Because it was a whole Chinese bitch that fired us, and she was racist as fuck. So let's not get it twisted. They tried to pull that, Chinese people are minority. No, they fuck they not. They not fucking minorities. They racist as a motherfucker. If not more than white people. And they quick to call you all kind of niggas and monkeys.
And they will do it because she called me all type of black bitches. You nothing but a nigga bitch. You nothing but a black bitch. You guys were in slavery. You guys were put into slavery. You didn't do nothing with yourself. You're a nigger bitch. You're a nigger bitch. That's what the Asian woman said to me. That was just one Asian woman. The other Asian woman said, you nigger bitch, you a nigger bitch. And they hemmed me up. who's in Africa right now. That's Asian people to us are stranger danger. They're dangerous to us. They're dangerous to our livelihood. We got fucking African women literally in their villages making Asian men pee. Are you kidding me? Them people hate us. They're detrimental to our lives. And I'm going to tell y'all just like this. I'm part Chinese, bitch. Ha-ha. But Bill is real. Right is right.
Yeah.
You didn't expect that one, huh?
Of course not.
That's my pedigree. That's my pedigree. But I know what is right and what is wrong. And then now there's this whole sympathetic energy towards the Chinese people that they're being discriminated against. What are they calling that?
That I think xenophobia, some shit they made up.
Oh, okay. Let me say this to you. In reality, what's going on is considered discrimination. And racial discrimination and housing racial discrimination. I was reading where someone said Trump was trying to dismantle discrimination, let alone housing discrimination, which is bullshit because then that ties into this. Who are you gonna vote to? They're both poison, Joe Biden and Trump. Okay? They're dangerous to us across the board. Because who would to know that that is going on to dismantle the whole discrimination ties into this whole corporate type of Babylonian energy, which is a ritual to us, which puts us out, which causes us not to sue. Which gives white people the right to discriminate in housing, which gives now this new Asian energy, honorary white people, to discriminate against us also. Okay? And which causes us to be complacent, compliant to the masters. Basically, the white and the Asians are our masters. And now the new masters to us, it's the Asian community, and now coming up, the Latin community. But, hey, you know us niggas. We don't do any spell work. We don't do
anything.
We just sit back and let everything flow, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And
meanwhile, you're going to be a homeless. Sandy, you're right when you say we have the right to be in housing. Okay? You're right when you say those being in subsidized housing is really a stepping stone. That's really what it's about. It's a stepping stone for the bigger picture for us, for our success. Living in the project, living in subsidized housing, that's what it's for, and that's what it was created for. And then later in life, you are supposed to have been on a come up, and that's okay. But the problem is, and this is why I said what happens is we end up living in the housing forever because we like living in a situation where we don't have to pay that much rent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We get used to it. And the kicker is this, and this was part of the energy of me fighting for housing, because back in maybe between about 2005 and 2008, there was this energy going on where literally they started to evict people and do investigations. That was one way to remove people out of subsidized housing. I'm not talking about project-based, even though it's all considered project-based, but I'm talking about subsidized where they're going by your income, where you have a voucher, where you have a Section 8, or they just going by your income. They started to look at your taxes, and then that was a way to get you up out of there, okay, which caused some people to become homeless. Okay, because it was considered non-reporting of income. Then they start to tear down the project, all that shit, and then people not getting their housing back. But then, of course, the Latin community have people to advocate for them. So they're getting the housing while we're getting put out, where we have to struggle with our credit, with everything else.
Let me interrupt you real quick before I forget my thought. The difference between black people and I always say this to you, Latin people, in my opinion, are one of the most spiritualist group of people that there are. They use magic for every fucking thing. Everything. They are spiritually connected, and they get shit done. They walk in the spirit 24 hours a fucking day. They walk in the spirit. They get shit done, even though they do a lot of fucked up shit, but they still get shit. Even though they might get shit that they shouldn't have, but the point is they still doing magic. They do magic for every fucking thing. And the problem is, black people are always on bullshit, and we don't use magic. We don't walk in the spirit. I'm not talking about fucking Jesus, because Jesus ain't going to get you housing. Jesus ain't going to get you over here. Jesus ain't going to get you over there. I'm talking about working your ancestors, working your spirit, and being spiritually connected, and always walking, always having that spirit hat on, and doing magic for every fucking thing. You can't sit and wait and hope things are going to work out. Black people need to be like Latin people for every fucking thing you want. You have to do magic. I'm not talking about fucking with no crystals, because crystals ain't going to get you shit. I'm not talking doing no pagan shit, because that's not our shit. I'm talking about real fucking magic. The magic that was given to you by your ancestors in your roots. And that's the only way that you are going to be able to get what you want to get. That's if it's meant for you to have. So the fact that we don't walk in spirit, I ain't talking Jesus, I'm not just talking Christianity. We don't walk in spirit of our ancestral magic. Because we don't walk in that, and we don't make that our lives like Latin people do, that's why we're in the fucking predicament that we are in. And we can't sit back and blame other fucking people, as we often do. We can't complain about it, because it's our own fucking fault. So if they put down them fucking crystals and stop hollering, oh, dark magic this, dark magic that, bitch, what do you think fucking gets work done? Trying to get housing is not fucking light work, okay? The problems that we have in life are not light because we're black. Our lives were hard. Our ancestors' lives were hard. We need hard, dark, black magic to get the things that we want, only if they see fit to give it to us, of course. But the point is, we don't walk in magic like Latin people do, and that's why we're in the fucking predicament that we are in. So if you know you want, like you came down to help that friend, because they need some real motherfucking work done, right? So,
exactly.
If you know you need some real motherfucking work done to get housing, or you getting evicted, or this is happening, you
got magic to do. You got work to do. Not just sit back and yeah, you also gotta fight in the carnal, but you also gotta fight in the spiritual. It's a balance. It's not one or the other. It don't work that way. And that's what black people need to get in their fucking head. Magic is not something you drop and then pick back up. That's something you walk in constantly.
This is something I don't want to interrupt you because you speak because you're speaking real and speaking right. And the reason why you're speaking real and speaking right is because we have to do our work. This is what I'm saying. Even I get frustrated. And sometimes you have to say, look, Marion, okay? Because I get angry real quick, and I get frustrated real quick. And I can do work, and then I may not understand, like, okay, so how come it's coming this way? Well, that's because that mountain can't move yet because there's something else I need to do. And
exactly.
Remember we were talking about, okay, maybe we just is here, but sometimes you got to get in the fire. You got to get in the lion's mouth, in the lion's den, okay?
Yes.
Because sometimes you if you're not in the lion's den to really see what it is, then you can't really do the work. But the problem is this. You're only supposed to tweak your work, not do shit at all. The problem is, and you are correct, is that black people don't do any spell work at all to fucking help themselves. The Latin community, guess what? The Asian community do work. The scary thing is that we have the Asian community in Africa, and the Asian community is learning voodoo, okay? If they're learning voodoo, then they literally can combat us, okay? On real shit.
And use their own shit on top of it.
That's real shit. That's real shit. So we're literally stupid as fuck right now. We don't do work. We look stupid in Africa. We look stupid in America. They're buying up all the property. We don't understand wealth. We don't understand community. Because here's the difference. My grandmother endured Jim Crow. At the same time of them enduring Jim Crow, they came here and became self-employed. But here's the ass wipe. You have fucking Asian community or white people sitting up saying, well, we don't feel comfortable with you being self-employed. We want to make sure that you have a job. And that's why I say you sound stupid as fuck. Y'all playing games right now because niggas are losing jobs. They not gaining. Okay? So what are you talking about? I'm going to say something else to you, too, which is dangerous. If agents are asking for people's IDs and then giving it to some 18th world country, motherfucker, how do you know they're not going to do spell work on you or do some shit to you just with your picture alone?
Oh, yeah.
Who are you sending your information to? Who is scrutinizing your information? Why are they asking for references on a fucking leasing and renting of an apartment or house? This is not a job. They don't even ask for references for a home loan. So why in the fuck are you asking for a reference for a fucking leasing of a fucking house? The fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to say this. I was talking to someone today. I was doing a lesson today. She was telling me about Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
She was telling me, I think she said she worked for Deltoid or something like that, and she was saying how the Asians are now coming to Louisiana buying up the property and building shit. She's also saying to me that in New Orleans, they tore down the hood, rebuilt it up, and there's nothing but white people there. In addition, so she was saying that down, I guess down the block somewhere, they built a chemical plant that's in competition with Deltoid. She said there's been two hurricanes or something twice in Louisiana. When she said that to me, I said, that's the ancestors pissed off at America, okay? Yeah. Because you've let 25th world motherfuckers come here, buy the property on the backs of our ancestors and land. This includes Native Americans who sit up and treat us like shit. America is going to crumble. It's going to die off like it is now. And you wonder why things are happening. Literally, they have bankrupt America just to rebuild it back up on a credit score. And guess what? Everybody is going to get fucked up at the end of the day. Because when white people think we're going to run this shit because we can't, the spirits are going to come and going to knock all this shit out. This is going to be spiritual warfare right now. Because once she said hurricane, I said that's coming from hot energy. That's ancestral. That's ancestral. I think it's time for lawsuits. It's time to sue the government. Mm-hmm. It's time to sue counties. And not only that, it's time to put lawsuits on Asian people who are discriminatory.
Most definitely.
Okay, because enough is a fuck enough. Oh, wait a minute. I have a person here. Wait a minute. I didn't even see that. Wait a minute.
Hello?
Hi, caller.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. My name is Melissa from Florida.
Hi.
I hear the echo. But yeah, I mean, I hear what you're saying. It's happening in California, and it's also happening here, like in the Miami area. A lot of the, I guess, you know, African American, you know, areas are getting like, you know, people are getting pushed out, and they've been living there for a long time. So it's the same situation.
But if they're getting pushed
and like you
out,
said before, in your other,
if they're getting pushed out, where are they going?
Well, that's the thing, because, like, down here in South Florida, I live in the West Palm Beach area. It's just, like, it's extremely expensive. It's just getting so expensive, it's hard for, like, just regular people to, like, you know, pay rent and live. And a lot of, even, like, because I work as a case manager, a lot of my clients, they have issues, like, with the whole Section 8 and everything else, finding, like, decent housing because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and a lot of them, you know, they end up, like, moving to, like, other states, like Tennessee, you know, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit more affordable. But even then, it's not easy when you don't have money on you. So, yeah, you end up in a situation where you're, you know, living outside, like in a park, like you say, like in the tent and so forth.
Wow.
So it's, like, it's bad. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's
funny,
too, like, go ahead.
No, I was going to say to you, when I was living in New York, a lot of people, due to gentrification from New York, they moved to Florida and Atlanta. So I'm interested to know then what happened to them if they're being pushed out of now Florida.
Right.
Wow.
Because now, I mean, even Atlanta, they're saying Atlanta, the home prices, the rent, everything's going up as well. And like I said, Southeast Florida, especially, where it's extremely expensive over here. It's, like, ridiculous. So, I mean, maybe a person might have luck in, like, the Panhandle or, like, North Florida, but even then, it's too many people moving into these states, and it's just jacking up the prices.
Mm-hmm. What do you think should be done with that?
I mean, I'm not sure. I mean, there has to be legislation to protect, you know, the normal person, you know, so they could survive.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you spend, like, for, you know, 800 square feet, why are you spending, like, you know, over, like close to $2,000 for rent? It makes no sense, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense whatsoever. Another thing, too, I was thinking about Miami. Miami, you know, mainly it was a Cuban area. And I noticed, like, it started
mm-hmm.
changing, you know, kind of recently. So you see a lot of Mexicans, El Salvadorians and stuff. And I was thinking
Whoa.
About what you were saying about, like, magic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's, that's kind of interesting. So many years it was very, uh-huh. Yeah.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah, and even parts
okay.
of New York,
well,
too. I mean, you see an influx of Mexican people, you know, or even people from, like, Central America going into those areas as well. So you're talking about the Hispanic population, so I thought that was, I thought that was interesting, yeah.
Wow, thank you for calling, caller.
All right, it was a pleasure. Thank you for taking my call. Bye.
Bye. Wait a minute here. Okay, Sandy. She just blew me away. So, wait a minute.
Excuse me? Can you shoot that? Damn.
Anyway. Shit. God damn. This is real life right here. I got kids in the background. Okay, so she just sent chills through me because she said the Cuban community is getting pushed out, and the Cuban community practices Santeria, Ifa, and more.
Palo.
So
and Palo.
What is happening? I mean, I can't put my finger on it. But she
I find that that's hard to believe.
Why?
Because I mean, not to say that, you know, what she's saying isn't true, but I mean, I just find it unbelievable. In the sense that from, you know, the people that I knew that used to, of course it was a while ago, that you know, lived in Florida, they used to tell me how Cubans basically had a lock on, you know, specific areas. And, you know, even, you know, like politicians, Cuban politicians, but they pretty much had a lock on the areas. So to find out that, you know, Mexicans and Salvadorians were coming in and pushing them out, it's like, how the fuck did that happen when they had it locked down? So it kind of goes back to also that article I was reading. I was telling you about how Mexicans are, how, you know, they're really coming up, or Latinos in general, but mainly Mexicans, because they do move around the United States and go to places where you wouldn't necessarily see them. But I'm tripping off of the fact that the Cubans had Miami locked down. So what happened?
Wait a minute.
I mean, they were,
you
they
know, something is going on here that we're not peeping. And is America on bullshit? Is Trump on bullshit? Because,
well, he usually is.
Well, he is a Gemini.
And they problematic.
Remember this. Remember back in the 80s, we had a whole thing in California, a whole bunch of Samoans was coming out the woodwork, and that stopped,
yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Then we had a whole bunch of Vietnamese just come out the woodwork, and that stopped, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Then we had a whole thing of Russians coming out the woodworks, and that stopped. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Then we had a whole bunch of Ethiopians, Eritreans, and Somalians coming out the woodworks, and that stopped. Now
We are having a whole thing of Mexicans hitting the United States like a motherfucker. I seen this shit in New York. That I'm like, where are all these Mexicans coming from? Because then that fucks up the culture. Because Mexican food is not the only culture. It's fucking up the dynamics and it's causing things to be imbalanced. Okay? Now you're telling me that now in Florida, there's a whole high fluctuation of Mexicans, and did she say South Americans and stuff like that, which pushes out pushing out the Cuban community, which is very weird, but we already know the Cuban community, they do their work. But here's the ass kicker. We have Africans going to Mexico currently teaching Mexican people African magic.
True.
Remember when we went to Sacramento and that woman was trying to get with me about Oshun, and she was a Mexican, and she pointed to the picture of her babalao, talking about he knows African magic. But do you remember when the Mexican chick was telling the other Mexican chick, well, this is voodoo, this is African, but you should do yada. Did you hear that? But she was initiated and info. I believe, remember I just said counteracting? So if you have Cuba who's doing Santeria, that means the Mexicans are not only using their magic, or even the El Salvadorans who use a lot of horse magic, they're counteracting the Cubans. So, people, what are we going to do?
Exactly. What you
going
to do?
Is it war for war, blood for blood, tooth for tooth?
No, and you know why? You want to know why?
Why? Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. They're not going to do anything, and you know why? They ain't going to do anything as long as you have a group of people who follow around certain people that are on bullshit. And then you have another group of people that are strict Christians, and then you got a whole other group of people who are fucking around with crystals, and you have a whole then you got the whole Aqua Boogie group that are you know, it's so. No, nothing will ever happen, and we'll still. I ain't gonna put myself or you in that, but you'll have them still going around in that same circle, that same cycle, because they're never gonna get their shit together, and that's that.
Then I'm gonna end it with you with those words.
Because as long as you have somebody that's following a fucking fossil and a dashiki and an African Bambaataa headdress, and then you got another group following Jesus,
Go ahead.
Oh my God.
What? You're selling me for $10.
Wait, for a game?
Yeah.
For a game?
Yeah. In the middle of me talking.
That's real talk. I'm just about to eat my chicken.
Look, this is rough. This is the rough side of the mountain for you niggas, for you Christian niggas. I'm coming up on the rough side of the mountain.
Let them keep bearing that cross. Let them keep dragging that cross.
I'm telling you.
And then the other group, let them keep, you know, shaking their crystals and shit and drinking them herbs.
You mean them poisonous herbs that get you
yes.
a day
yes.
and bloated? shit. This is Wayward Renegade Witches Blog. Hit us up when you want some real motherfucking work done.